In 1968, you ran for Senate against the incumbent Mike Mulroney, which you're faced with another situation here of an uphill battle.
It was not as much an uphill battle as the previous one because I've been governor for 4 years and I was known before. I've been totally unknown in the state, but Mike Mulroney was a strong contender.
How was it that you won that race against Mike? Maybe you referred to it earlier. Was he not in touch with the people?
He did allow himself to become a figure in Washington, but he neglected or lost his contacts with his own constituency.
And then it was, as you became senator, you faced the issue of busing to accomplish the school integration.
The senator from South Carolina.
Jesse Helms?
Jesse Helms had an amendment that he always offered to be attached to the appropriations bill. The amendment said, in effect, that none of these funds can be used to transport students past the nearest schoolhouse. And we voted on that every year on every appropriations bill. And every time I voted on it, I got another bad editorial from the Daily Oklahoma. It was not of any consequence because the courts had ruled on integration and left it up to the local authorities to decide how to accomplish it. But there was no question that they intended to see the racial barriers dropped in education.
There was much opposition, though.
Oh, yes. There was violent, almost violent opposition to the busing. And it's understandable why people didn't want their kids hauled all over town to different neighborhoods when they had schools close to where they lived. It's an issue that still hasn't been resolved. And I don't know that there is any resolution to it possible. What's happening is that the cities are becoming segregated on a dwelling basis. The minorities live in the cities and the whites live in the suburbs. And I don't think there's anything the government can do to change that.
But while you were supporting busing, you felt your state was not supporting you in that stand?
Yes. I don't think there's any question that the state was opposed to, quote, busing. They paid lip service to integration, but when you asked how do they integrate if you don't transport your kids, they said, that's not my problem. Don't bus. And yet the curious thing happened. Ed Edmondson ran for Senate.
That was in your next campaign in 74,
yeah.
Yes.
Right. Ed used what I think is a racial slur. He accused me of being a pet coon, which identified him, I think, with the anti-busing crowd. Yet I defeated him. And what surprised me was that Oklahoma City was my most vociferous opponents of integration, and they had the Daily Oklahoma feeding the fire all the time. But I carried Oklahoma City with more votes. I think I'm right about this now, but with a higher percentage of votes than I'd received when I ran for governor. I think maybe the voters saw through Ed's hypocrisy, or they differed with me, but they still approved of the way I'd face the issue and take a stand. Someone ought to study that question. I don't know the answer.
But that was a tough campaign and a close vote.
Yes. I think the vote was maybe 25,000 majority.
You just knew in your heart, though, to accomplish integration, you needed busing. You could have listened to your state.
Well, I don't think you can do it if you're convinced in your own mind that this position you're taking is the proper one. I don't believe in this theory that you should take a poll and decide an issue. I think you should get the facts and decide an issue. The facts were that the segregated school system was not of equal opportunity for the minority students. They got the crummy buildings and they got the most inept teachers and they got minimum amount of support.
You could have thought that this is going to affect my next campaign. I don't know if you thought that or not.
No, I didn't think that.